congratulations here. We'll try to talk through the drum line here at halftime, but you got to be happy with how your team started off there. I know it was they were down 3-0 and 5-3, but you guys did it with defense this afternoon on an 18-0 run there in that first quarter.
That, honestly, that's probably the best we've played the entire season. And, you know, we've been preaching defense, preaching it. And I said, well, there's no way we can just lean on our offense. And I said, if you want to go far in the season, we've got to really work on our defense. And that's the best our press was. Rebounding, I was very proud of that.
And I thought another big thing for you guys this afternoon, of course, was your rebounding, was your defense putting pressure on Hayes from the word go, but balance and scoring across the board. And I think that's big for you guys as well. And you guys really haven't had that since before Christmas.
No, that was one thing I was very excited about. I mean, I don't want teams to be able to just, you know, plan on playing a couple of kids on our team. If we have everybody that's an offensive threat, we're going to be tough to prepare for.
I was really impressed with what Hayes had for their top two players. A Reuter girl, a sophomore, she had some pretty impressive moves this afternoon. And that's a side nunnery. She's kind of one of those anchors for them. But you guys kind of hold them in check, 10 and 9 respectively. And I thought you had to be pretty happy about kind of frustrating them and taking them out of their game. And really, for the most part, with nunnery, she had a bulk of her points in the second half when the game was well out of hand.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we know what type of athlete she is. We've seen her in volleyball, and she can do it all. And, you know, if you're just a great athlete, you're going to be on the court. And for us being able to shut her down, that was huge.
And you had another big game from Lindy Rumford with 16. You had Emily with 10. And I thought it was also big for you, Amber Lotta. She's really struggled with her scoring, her confidence lately, shooting, and she steps it up this afternoon with 11 points.
You know, Amber did what she does so well. She is great at, you know, pouncing on the ball, getting, attacking the basket. And, you know, we just need to do what we do well. You know, if you can't hit from the outside, then do something different. And Amber is a slasher for me. Yeah. And so, honestly, go back to what you're good at. And I feel like she did that today.
I think what really helped her out more than anything else was getting those steals, because once she got that steal, she knows she was zoned in on the basket.
Absolutely. She's a killer, for sure.
Well, you guys get the victory. And this is, I thought, big to get a big, big lead there, kind of change things up, get some subs in with three games in 3 days. And tomorrow afternoon, it's going to be either Goodland or Highland Park. So you faced Goodland earlier this year. Highland Park, I know that you guys had a bitter taste in your mouth how you performed last year. So what do you do going forward here for tomorrow?
You know, I look forward to playing to anyone, because, you know, last year we didn't play great against Highland Park, and I think now we're playing well. But then also we played Goodland very poorly as well. And so, honestly, I think the girls have something to prove, and I don't care who we play.
Well, it's a good start to the tournament, a third straight tournament opening victory here for you guys. And congratulations, a great win for you this afternoon against a pretty athletic Hayes team. And, Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks again.
All right, thanks, Al.